Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on The Bachelor, the cast arrives in paradise. But will anyone recognize the host? Then, our contestants get to know one another. Who will race to make out first? Plus, grocery store Joe makes his return. Is it time to bag things up and go home? It's the hottest Bachelor in Paradise ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Pat Carey Bradshaw.
And I am Jared Freed.
We are back and we have just started Paradise. I'm so excited because I've literally been waiting for this for the 2 years.
I bet you are. All your best pals are there.
Yeah. This was like watching one of Kay's weekends.
It's like it's literally just, if you follow Kay, that's Bachelor in Paradise.
This is my third season on Bachelor in Paradise. happy to be back. But this is my favorite show out of all of them. And yeah, I can't believe it has. We haven't seen anybody from Pete's season. This is the first time we're seeing Pete's season's girls. So there's a lot of people that we gotta.
There's so many. And guys, so next week it's Monday and Tuesday nights. God fucking bless us. I don't know if it's going to be like that every week. But if the episode is Monday and Tuesdays, the new episode will be coming out on Wednesdays. So mark your cals.
Mark your cows. Yeah, it should be. I'm surprised it wasn't Monday and Tuesday this week because it usually is. That's the whole thing about Paradise is that it's
four hours a week. Too damn much. And I know that Michelle's season doesn't start till October. So it's going to be two episodes a week for two full months.
No.
It ends like middle of September. I think we'll have like a week or two off before.
Right. Michelle's is what, October 7th? Am I making that up?
I think, yeah, that's right.
I'm interested to see if it will end in mid-September because I feel like they're not going to give us that much of a break.
Of course not. But regardless, Wednesdays will be the episodes when it's 2 days a week. But before we get started, make sure you guys are following us at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. Chris live tweeting, live memeing, all of it. You know, you're the funniest person. I mean, I love watching your tweets on there, even though I'm on West Coast and I feel like I get the West Coast thing because now I'm getting spoiled.
Yeah, West Coast, it's so bizarre to me that they don't. Well, I guess it's not their fault, but I'm like, I can't imagine. When I was on the West Coast for 2 months, I was like, I can't even watch Housewives with people.
I know you feel like you're not in the know. But yes, and make sure you subscribe to our newsletter, The Bachelor Breakdown, at betches.co/bachelorbreakdown. We are giving you all the tea, the drama, and anything that happens in Bachelor Nation each week straight to your inbox. But let's dive into Bachelor in Paradise. First, the contestants all meet David Spade and some with no idea of who he is.
Then the beach fills up with Bachelor contestants faster than a K York City Airbnb at a music festival.
Next, grocery store Joe ponders whether it's time to close up shop.
But not before Abigail and Noah score a first date card. Victoria spends 45 seconds on the 5-second rule. And Connor sings a song nobody wants to hear and literally everyone makes out.
Wow. I mean, it was like that episode was a marathon, not a race. Do you know what I mean? There were so many people. All of a sudden, I was trying to like keep a list of everyone coming in, and then all of a sudden I'd be like, when the fuck did she get here?
Because a lot of people didn't have entrances.
Yeah. So obviously, I mean, we can go through the list. I think starting with
let's name that episode first.
Oh, sorry. I'm losing my mind.
No, you're fine. What do you guys want to name the episode? It's the first one. We got to go big.
I had Grocery Joe ain't show no mo.
Say it again.
Grocery Joe ain't show no mo.
Ain't.
I needed like subtitles for it at the beginning.
Yeah. You said it with Grocery Store Joe's accent.
Yeah,
that was really good.
I just don't know. I packed the paper plastic. Yeah, that's in the whole episode.
I said Paradise would have air conditioning.
I love that title. Paradise would have air conditioning. And mine is the good, the bad, and the sweaty. But the air conditioning
thing. That's
pretty
good, too. I mean, I can't get fucking past it.
It's tough. It's tough.
So... should we just get into the...
Yeah, and it's not like they're in Nova Scotia. I mean, like, they are in
Mexico.
Like, this isn't... even New York, you know, you'd be like, that's brutal.
Oh, my God. I mean, and it's not like it's a dry heat, like people from L.A. love to say. Like, it's a wet heat. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, I have a anonymous source that was involved a little bit with the show, and they basically were like, it's hell for these people. Like they just like this guy or girl, whoever told me this, was saying that they have to sleep in bunk beds, no AC, then they have to wake up and flirt all day or go home. He's like, it's hell for them. And he says that they bugs in a literal crab infestation. It's a shithole.
Like, I mean, you can tell. It looks like when they like do the drone footage, it looks like, you know, one high tide, like one more climate change summer away from washing everything in the ocean.
And if anyone listening has ever been on a bachelor or bachelorette party where you get a house together, like that's what this is. But combine also, them.
Like a bachelor, I've been in so many weddings, so I've like... probably 10 bachelorette parties of all thin girls who are like, oh, but why is the AC on? Let's open the windows. It'll be nice. Like, I understand where these people are coming from.
I'm that girl.
I know you're that girl.
I'm that girl. I'm like, let's do a window.
And I'm like, sure.
I want to smell the sea air. Fuck off.
Like, I'm like, I don't want to hear the ocean. That's how loud I want the air conditioning to be. Yeah, it looks awful. I mean, it doesn't look nice. It doesn't even look like paradise.
You can't even get, you know, turn down service at a hotel. If you stay at a hotel for the weekend, they don't have the cleaning people come to your room. These people, what do they come through with? Like, they probably come in and spray disinfectant once a week. And
And that's only been since COVID.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My main reason I could never go to paradise is truly because the humidity and my hair would just, I mean.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Immediately.
I didn't even think of that for some of these women. Like,
that's why I feel like a lot of them do their hair in specific ways to make it not have to deal with that. Like, that's.
I mean, it's a nightmare. I mean, I can't even. Sometimes in LA, it's super humid. Like, recently it has been. And the second I walk outside, my hair is poofy.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
LA doesn't sound great. This episode, the TV shows coming on too early, the hair situation, the wildfires. It's just
We got to get out of.
Oh my God, a living hell out there.
Living hell out here in LA. It's nightmares.
Those three things alone.
All right, should we start the entrances? We start, obviously, they start with Abigail, Grocery Store Joe, and Ivan. So, like, three of America's sweethearts.
Yeah.
So that they tried to lighten us up a little bit.
Well, it is funny. The more people came out, the more the person coming out thought it was their season. You know, like Abigail's like, I can't find anyone to talk to. And then Grocery Store Joe's like, ah, shucks. And then Ivan's like, hey, we're three best friends. And then it gets just down the mountain of narcissism.
I feel like Abigail, too. She's like, I want to show that I'm more than just like this fragile girl. And I'm like, everyone really does act like Abigail would snap in half if they said a a word to her that was like slightly rude. It is like a weird kid glove thing.
I'm out on Abigail. I mean, we'll get to it on her date, but I saw everything I needed to see. There's a point where like you're an adult, Abigail. You know, like I'm not buying it.
But I feel like it's not her fault, kind of. Like I think she's kind of saying like, just because I talk this way, I don't know what it is that makes her appear to be fragile. Do you know what I mean?
We could get into it on her date, but like she basically says, I keep guys, I stay in the talking phase for months. And it's like, like this is a little on you, Abigail. Like, I think they all see Abigail as a non-threat. She's like not going to be someone who takes over the conversation. She's not going to be taking over camera time from people. So they clap for her when she gets a date. Like, she's a gorgeous, smart woman. Like, it's enough.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true. It is kind of innocent. I feel like if we were friends, I would like eat her alive.
Totally.
Yeah.
She'd be in the corner crying during one of Kay's weekends.
And then we bring in Serena P, who's like the hot commodity. Serena P and Brendan are like everybody's top picks.
Everybody.
Kelsey. Natasha, who did Natasha have a couple of Xanax and a bottle of champagne before she came in?
She was chill.
I thought Natasha, I forgot how much I liked her.
She was having the best goddamn time.
She was fantastic. I thought she was so cool. Came in with like the right attitude. Like,
yeah, she's paradise perfection. That's what I'm looking for.
Totally agree.
I'm kind of surprised about the like Serena P obsession. I mean, I get it. She's gorgeous, but I don't know. She's so young.
Well, I think also Serena P, like, I was surprised by it on Matt's season. Like, Matt was in. Like, didn't we all decide that Matt was going to pick her? And then she sends Matt home, and she even talks about it as her opening. And you're like, I think she's like rom-com movie cool girl type of girl. Like, the way she kind of had Grocer Joe just wrapped around her finger, I was actually impressed by how good she was at like just taking a dude and sweeping him up.
She really did. I was very impressed by that too, because she gave him stuff, like gave him a little something at the beginning and then made him fucking wait while she's like flirting with X, Y, and Z. And then she's like, oh, he looks like sad. Like, maybe I'll go talk to him.
Also, he was being such a like little mope. Like, everything. I'm like, he was laying on the, what are they called, Kay?
Oh, the daybeds.
Daybeds. He's laying on the daybed with his head covered like a crab.
With a t-shirt.
For like 2 hours and then moping around in the dark. Wore gym shorts on the first day. I mean, even the making out looked sad to me, to be honest.
Grocer Joe sucks. I'm sorry to break it to everyone. He sucked on the show. He never said anything. He never did anything. But he had this Hallmark movie background story that everyone fell in love with, and an accent. And all he does is say, "Oh shucks," it's at every turn. And he's like, "And it's listen, like he has never shown a fun personality." He's a good looking dude who doesn't act like a good looking dude. So that's what women love.
I 100% agree on that. Like, it's very, very like, oh, but what about me? And you know, everyone's like, oh, Joe, I would be with you. I bet his DMs are flooded as we're speaking.
Flooded.
If a woman acted like the way he's acting, we would make fun of her way more. Like, you know, we all make fun of the quirky and awkward girl. He's doing quirky, awkward girl shit.
Yeah. You're not lying.
I can't believe I said that. Well, you can't believe it. It just came out of your fucking mouth. So why don't you not say it?
No.
You know, he's like, oh, I'm in the wrong clothing. Look at me. I can't afford a good I couldn't afford to get non-gym clothes. Look at Brendan in his statement shirt from Bonobos. It costs $20.
Yeah, but literally, I'm like, Joe, you didn't think to wear a button down? Like, yeah. I'm a fat ass man, and I would still think to wear a button down when I go to the beach.
Totally.
Like, a nice, airy, like, you make it work.
And also, Joe didn't wear anything to not get fucked. So let's stop talking like Joe got dressed in his tattered rags. He thought he looked good. Then he got there, realized he looked a little bit underdressed, and you fucked up, but you still got abs.
Joe's like, I mean, was going to wear my Stop and Shop polo, but
I came straight from unpacking the produce.
I mean, he literally showed up at night when he was talking to Serena P on the daybed and they finally like made out. He was wearing socks and sandals, like Adidas slides
on the beach in the
and
sand.
Socks. And she called him out.
Yeah, she says to him, like, why are you doing that? And then he had some like cockamamie reason for like having a like, okay, Joe, you know, and then he's like, you know, Joe was old 35 awkward until it was time to make out.
Yep.
With a 23-year-old woman.
Jeez. And then he was like, the exact same thing.
Yeah. Oh, the cure to all my ills is a hot 23-year-old. Give me attention. Like, fuck off, Joe.
Yeah,
I'm so like, sick of this guy.
He leaned in after like 12 seconds of being like, I just am so awkward. I don't belong here. And then he leans in with those like over-pursed, quivering lips.
I love that we're the only three people that fucking hate Joe.
The thing is, like, I think Joe is a nice guy. We've met Joe.
I do love
he's
Joe.
He's a sweet guy, but like everybody needs to calm down a little bit. He's fine.
Yeah.
He legit said 7 words when he was on the show and immediately got this like tidal wave surf ride to the beach.
He went home like, night one on his season.
He did?
Night one.
Yeah, so this guy, like, he's gotten enough. Like, I don't mind talking shit about him because this guy literally won the fucking lotto.
Yeah.
And we all have to sit here and act like, you know, he's a main character.
I know. And he's got like brand deals with like Uber Eats and you name it. Like, I'm like, this man is rolling in the dough.
He has his own pasta sauce.
Yeah. It's absolutely crazy. Why? We got to like this guy because his parents owned a nice grocery store. He's got a trust fund.
I can't disagree.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights out on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with this exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It is targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. It is amazing. I've been wearing it for years now. It fits me so well, and I'm not kidding you. When they say it doesn't roll down, it does not roll down, and it hugs you in all the right places. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove.
And then Tammy comes in, who, I mean, I also think Tammy is paradise perfection.
I love Tammy.
No clue what's going on. She thought David Spade was John Paul Jones and then corrected herself and thought he was Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle!
I mean, she's just like, what? Why the fuck is he here, more importantly, is what I felt like she was trying to ask. Like,
I
wasn't expecting to.
On the subject of David Spade, Spade was great. I thought he had some good one-liners. I thought he looked incredibly old, and like it was old men above the age of 50 should not wear shorts.
Agreed.
I think anytime a man above the age of 50 wears shorts, it makes him look 100, and it looks like they go up. It's just a bad look, or they look like they're like, you know, when like a toddler wears shorts, but they're too big because they got them bigger. because they're like, we're going to grow into these. Like, that's what they kind of look like. It's just not, it's not a good look.
And then they zoomed in on his legs even. But I guess it is 1,000 degrees, so whatever.
Get some linen pants.
I feel like, and then Aaron comes, Kenny, who's, Kenny actually naked, do we think?
No, I think he was in a Speedo and his bulge was just X-rated.
I mean, they claimed he was naked. I kind of went with it for joke's sake, like, you know, like, why not? But did Aaron, like, cut weight to come on this show? Aaron looked like he...
thin.
Like, he got... it's like he went... he, like, you know when, like, a bodybuilder's, like, I got to cut weight so I can, you know, before the big competition. Aaron was like a triangle.
Yeah, he looked even, like, from recently, like, on his Instagram, he looked so much skinnier.
Yeah. But he actually smiled for a minute, so that was
nice. He did.
I liked him and Tammy's dynamic. I feel like that's kind of what he needs, is somebody to be like, shut up, like... you're not hot, just to remind him things sometimes.
It feels correct. Yeah, Tammy and Aaron feel spot on.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I feel like they both kind of like stir the pot, like not afraid of an argument or a confrontation and say whatever they want. But I like them as a couple.
And then Noah comes. Noah, I don't know how I feel about Noah.
I forgot about Noah.
And he was like, I'm interested in meeting Abigail. I used to work with deaf kids when I was like in clinicals for nursing school. So I feel like that's something. I'm like, what? That's not.
This is what The Bachelor does. They do sweet matches sweet. You know, he has a sweet reason.
But I think he's a fuck boy. I get a sense of.
Interesting.
I do not think that he. I don't know. We'll see.
I do not see them as a couple.
No. I think their date was really awkward, too.
I agree.
Yeah.
Joe is having his mental breakdown. Oh, Victoria.
Victoria shows up rebranded.
Rebranded kind of. Very lightly rebranded.
Yeah, light rebrand.
Victoria visited a colorist instead of a therapist.
Yes.
In the off season. She's like, it just shows you how much, like, a lot of women think a new hairstyle is just like, this is it. New me. Changes everything. Bangs. I'm in.
Yeah.
I don't. Part of me feels sorry for Victoria because I feel like she.
I feel very sorry for her.
Is keeping this brand of, like, I'm this amazing thing. But, like, nobody wants to. With someone who's like, I'm the goddess and I'll be treated as such.
That's very true. But also on the other side of that, like she comes into each season she's been on. Like we all agreed last season that she was kept on to the point that we blamed producers. Like people were actually mad at the show for having her on as long as they did because they felt like they were taking advantage of someone who had some sort of thing going on. Then they bring her back, and she does the same thing she did before. She has three lines, like one of those dolls where you pull the string, and that like basically mimic confidence. And then we saw her try to like pick up dudes, and she can't do it. Like obviously, you know, like she's got some issues here. No,
but I feel like this is her.
Totally. That's what I mean.
Think it's an act. I don't think it's an act, which is crazy.
It's not. I totally agree with you. Like you watch Natasha. Natasha goes on the show and they're all talking at a certain point during the show about like, oh my God, we have to approach the men. And it's like, you don't have to approach the men. You just have to go up and be fun and flirty and nice. And Natasha is going up to, you know, Brendan and all the guys and like talking with them. And then you just see like, Victoria on the sidelines being like, well, I like to be approached. And it's like, well, fuck off. You know, you were the goddess.
I feel like Victoria might not make it past next week.
I agree.
I don't see her succeeding in this environment at all.
No.
And also a random comment. So when I was with a few of the people last week, there was an event here in L.A., and
okay, excuse me. Before you get into this, we need like a sound drop for every time we go into a K's weekend.
Like, I know.
Hold on, I got
a sound effect.
It's K's weekend. And then we go to the story. Like, that
you
should
know
get us into it.
You know when you're at, like, the movies and they play the sound of, like, drinks being poured and stuff? For, like, we need that. Like, the sound of, like, ice being thrown into a glass and, like, drinks pouring.
A martini shaking.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. And I was walking down the hallway with Tammy at this hotel, and you hear Victoria yell out, like, where are you going? And then Tammy, like, said something to her, and Victoria literally just looked at me, and she goes, I don't know you. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Well, and then under my breath, I'm like, it's for the best.
But that's what the least confident people do. They have to, like, say all the things out loud so that they don't have to deal in their own head with, hey, maybe I should introduce myself. Hey, let me take a moment of vulnerability to go, hi, I'm Victoria. It's nice to meet you. I don't know you is the least confident person in the world.
Literally down the hallway. Hi, I don't know you. And I'm like, oh my God. And then just left, but I just can't.
That's the person you run from.
Yeah, you're not Mariah Carey. Like, we shouldn't have to announce ourselves to you when we come to your floor.
And that's also, Victoria's the type of person you give an inch and she'll try to take a mile. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you were like, oh, hi, I'm Kay, blah, blah, and she'd be like, oh my God, and you're my best friend. Come over right now and help me pick out shoes.
And then, like, she'd kill me in my sleep. And then
it's like she's very much the girl, like, there's girls that I've met that are like, oh my God, you're gay. I love that. Like, you're my best friend now. I love gay guys. I've always wanted a gay friend. And I'm like, okay, I literally hate you with every fiber in
like
my
she
being.
Picked you up off of a CVS shelf.
Yeah. Then, okay, so Mari and Kenny just seems like really. Thank God he's got a nice body. I'll say that.
I mean, he's 40 years old.
He looks 40, great.
I mean, he looks amazing, but, like, I'm 36 and I'm feeling my age. Like, I'm sitting here going, what am I doing with my life? Like, there's, like, many times. How many times a day is Kenny
doing this?
I'm
going through the,
like,
same thing, and I'm 31. So, right? So I get it.
Kenny's 40. No kids, no wife, no nothing. Going on a show where he has the body of a 22-year-old, but you're like, is there ever a moment where, like, Kenny keeps, like, every time he talks to a woman on the show, he's like, so how old are you? Oh, 33? Okay, that's good. Like, he, like, has to assess.
Right. It has to be. It's like, what?
Whether that works or not, as if he cares. Dude, you're on a show for 25-year-olds.
Like, but
literally, most of the girls around you are 23.
His conversation with Mari, she's like, so what do you do where? I don't even remember where he's from.
Chicago, I think.
And she's like, so what do you do when you're home in Chicago? And he's like, you know, just, like, drink coffee and chill.
Vibes.
Like, what? And then they make out. They pull away. And he's like, oh, that wasn't bad.
But never have I ever drank coffee and then chilled. Yeah, I mean, like, I drink coffee and then I'm, like, cracked out.
Mari's hot as shit. I forgot how hot she is.
Oh my God, oh, she's my God. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
She is hot. But I feel like her and Kenny are kind of a good match because I feel like she's also kind of not the brightest in the sense of, like, in the sense of she's like, oh my God, Kenny is just my type. And I'm like, really? Why?
My type is
randomly. We have to, I just went and looked at the entrances again, and Kelsey Weir from Pete's season looks great.
Looks great. Those hair extensions are amazing.
Here's the thing about Kelsey. She's acting like the Peter season just happened and it didn't. Like, we have forgotten about the champagne.
The champagne bottle.
Like, we have lived lives. Like, we went through a full pandemic since your champagne issues. So,
yeah, we've all taken champagne to the face since you got it taken to the face.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Grow up.
Yeah, like, enough already. Come on. She, like, thought that was going to be, like, it honestly felt like she thought we were going to go buy, like, Kelsey champagne t-shirts after this episode. Like, it was like, enough.
Well, and David opening the champagne bottle could not have been more awkward.
Yeah, oh my David God, said, I know.
He milked that.
David looked like he's had a production assistant at his whim for the past 30 years.
I was
years
just
going to
say, yeah, I think yeah. I tweeted, like, I'm like, David Spade is so unbelievably rich. Like, people yeah. don't, he was in the Emperor's New Groove. Like, he is rich, rich. He hasn't opened his own champagne bottle in forever, I'm sure.
He yeah. was in, he's in all the Adam Sandler movies. Like, he's in, he has, it's like, for him to relate to these people on any level is insane.
I'm going to Google his net worth. I bet it's, let's take guesses on David Spade net worth.
100 million.
I'm going to say 200 million.
I'm going to say 150 million.
It probably is low. I bet.
It's yeah. a straight like 200,000 bet.
First article is like David Spade wasn't smart with his money.
It says 60 million. So
60 million is a lot of fucking money.
Yeah,
it is
not
a lot of money.
Not as high as I thought, but still is shockingly yeah. high. And yeah, I mean the host thing in general I think is interesting. Like Wells is really there to do all the work, and then we have David Spade, Titus, who I just saw the Aretha Franklin movie, and Titus is like very much in it, playing like a very straight man, serious. Like, this is probably going to be an Oscar film. And then he's also hosting Bachelor in Paradise the same month.
It kind of made me think that, like Spade was fun to be there. Like, he had some fun throwaways. Wells, just make Wells the host.
I know.
Yeah.
And have these like special guests be like assistants. Like, I'm sure they, like, I'm sure Titus, I'm sure Spade would be like, yeah, I'll do this shit. Like, have them stand next to them and be buddies and cool. But like, Wells is actually good at this.
I agree. And it's he like cares. He like notices things. You know, it's not totally. Like.
He knows who's. And the thing is, like, if I should bring up the name that shall not be said, Chris Harrison. You know, Chris Harrison, more than anything, aged out of being the host of the show. It wasn't that he was a bad host. Like, in the beginning, it made sense to have this guy who was, like, kind of a peer be like, hey, so what's going on in your life? And then it got, as he got older, it got a little weird. Like, so then Wells is, like, kind of a peer. He's elevated because he's Sarah Hyland's husband. So we all, like, he has a little bit of, like, he doesn't need this. You know,
well, yeah,
like,
especially right. in ABC's right. eyes. Yeah. I mean, and ABC obviously adores Sarah Hyland, who was in like their highest totally. Grossing show of all time.
So that's why it's so different than Tayshia and Caitlin Bristow, because Tayshia and Caitlin, like, they're out. They need their next gig. Wells' next gig is going to
marrying
like,
a millionaire.
Yeah, is literally being in Hawaii for 6 months a year to like hang with Sarah Hyland. Like, that's his next gig.
Yeah, and I think Sarah Hyland is there because I think she like appears later in the season.
I promise you she has AC.
Oh, 100%. She's staying in a separate resort yeah. down the way. That's not going to be completely like...
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And then we have Trey and Tajwan, who, I mean, this was like a fucking...
So wild.
Like, what? Like, I've been watching Divorce Court. That was the vibe. When she was like, I hooked up with his uncle.
And then now in her bio, it says, Tajwan dated Trey's uncle.
Hilarious. I like
that's
that.
That's what it is.
I mean, to own it, it is weird. Because Trey at first goes, I know you. How do we know each other? And it's like, it was such a, like, you know when you know someone... Like in a different, like you get introduced, like you meet someone on a dating app and then yeah. you like, you know them in a way that they don't know you know them.
Right.
And you have to like reveal that. That's kind of what that was like reminiscent of. Like you're just like, you know, she, and it was cool that Tajwan was like, yeah, I got to just say this right away. Like I was happy she said it right away.
You got to come forward with it. There's
yeah.
no,
yeah, there's no getting around that.
Oh,
I was just imagining the uncle watching at home.
Like, oh, I know.
Being like, I hit that.
And then Carl's entrance. Carl is like a fucking tool bag. I'm not here for. I'm like,
he doesn't blink. I've never seen him blink.
And he's so like the way he was to Tajwan, right? When she was like, "Hi, what's your name or whatever?" Or what did she say?
She goes, "Do you have a name?" And he goes, "Yeah." And then just walks away.
Yeah, and he's like still like buddy, like like being weird pals with his like. I don't know. I thought it was.
You could tell he sucks just by the way everyone else kind of surrounds him in a way. Like he.
Yeah.
The vibe is off.
The vibe is all the way off with Carl. And I actually am. I'm not surprised that he's in Paradise because I feel like him being in Paradise tracks, but I do not see him lasting long either.
Yeah, and he's like, my shoes, like, oh, these are sneakers made for the water. Just kidding, they're not for the water. They don't go in the water. Huh, did you see that? I, like, stepped in the water with them, even though they're, like, not for water.
He lies even when you don't have to lie. Like, he's proved that on Katie's season.
It's like a really immature sense of humor.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I think it kind of is similar to Victoria as... It comes from a place of insecurity is totally. This the feel.
And you could tell, like, the bouncers all got together, James, Trey, and Aaron. And
the bouncer, immediately.
They got together to discuss chokeholds, I guess, on getting people out of bars.
Who was matching? Weren't two of them matching shorts?
I think they might.
Oh, my God, were
been.
They?
But you even see that those guys are, like, real dudes. Like, they're, like... pretty they seem like they're honest. Like the minute Carl shows, they're like, we're gonna have to deal with like a literal speed bump to every conversation.
Yeah, it's yeah, a fair way to put that.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but you can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. So free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. And for just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value of $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up using the code BACHELOR20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BACHELOR20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with the code BACHELOR20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Then we get the one-on-one card. It's Abigail. Everybody cheers. And then
Which
Noah.
Which is interesting that they decided to do the one-on-one that night.
I don't know. What else would they have done?
I mean, in my head, I just feel like they would have, gotten to know each other more. But I guess I was just expecting it to be like the next day or something, like let him sleep on it. But I'm glad there was a one-on-one. I don't think I wanted it to be Abigail and Noah.
Yeah, I mean, that was her choice.
I mean, she's just boring. I mean, like, this is the whole date she says to him. And Noah, rightfully so, kind of pressed her because she's like, yeah, I take things super slow. And like, I guess you could take that one way or another. You could be like, she doesn't hook up. But the way she explained it was, I'm in the talking phase for months. And then I put a lot of guys in the friend zone. Imagine that. You're talking with someone for months and then end up in the friend zone. How annoyed you would be.
Yeah.
Like, is that not the worst person to date in the world?
But also,
take away hooking up. I'm not talking about hooking up. I'm just saying.
When Noah pulled her chair out and she was like, thank you. And he was like, well, that's so crazy that you said thank you when I pulled out your chair. Cause like, for me, that's just like how I am, you know, like, isn't it crazy that I'm a gentleman?
Like,
shut the fuck up. And also you're always talking about being a nurse, but you've been on TV twice since the worldwide pandemic started. So like,
Which is it?
What's the tea, Christine?
Tea.
Well, I hated that so much too when he's like, no, men should be pulling chairs out for you. It's this like coded language of like, I'm a gentleman. Like, yes. I'm better than all the other men.
Yeah, he's like, I'm better than all the scumbags you've ever been with, Abigail. Yeah.
And it's like, she just said, thank you, dude.
he's really gives me like trying to be Dean vibes.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but lacking like that sense of I don't actually care.
Yeah, that's what it,
like
it doesn't,
Dean actually doesn't care.
Yes, I agree. I feel like it's forced. But whatever. And then everybody back at the, I don't even know what to call it, the resort. Let's just say the beach because they're living outside.
the bungalow.
Back at the hostel.
They're all making out. Oh, Connor and Marissa. That's
Connor
your friend. I cannot. I was like, number one, the guitar is broken out immediately. And I'm like, of course. I'm sure they told him to bring the guitar, but I'm still like,
he looks like he's working a toddler's first birthday party.
At all times.
It just looks like we hired Mr. Connor, and he's like, one plus one, two plus two, we all love each other too, and a big guy. You know, like, and he's even wearing the candy stripe t-shirt. Like, it's all just like a look.
Yeah.
Of non-sexuality.
I feel like he like talks to kids and he's like, you know, some kids have two moms and some have two dads. And it's like, Connor, we get it. Like, you're a nice guy. You don't have to be a gay ally in this moment right now.
Like, I mean, I see a collab, like a Sesame Street Bachelor collab. I don't know.
I mean,
Connor's, if Connor hasn't used a puppet yet, nobody's used a puppet yet.
He did start a band since leaving the show. I noticed him and some girl are now a band, and
Connor and the Can't Kiss.
It's whatever. And then Marissa and him and Marissa are both like, oh my god, you said you weren't gonna kiss anybody. I said I wasn't gonna kiss anybody.
And they're like, well, but let's kiss.
That is, to me, that was the funniest part of the whole episode, is all of them looking at the camera being like, I think we're the first kiss in paradise.
And
you're all fucking narcissists. You all think you're the star of this show. Mm. Everyone's sitting there being like, with their like 50,000 Instagram followers and 7 DMs a day being like, everyone's been asking me if I'm the first kiss in paradise. And it's like, you all were, all you all kissed at the same, you know, how would they even know I'm the first kiss in paradise? What do you think everyone else is doing? Just waiting for you to come back to the bar?
I know. We can't kiss until they do.
Yeah.
I also feel like Connor, I want to see when another girl comes in, if he drops Marissa like it's hot, which I feel like he will. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, we're all forget, like, this, he's not as good as he makes himself seem, I think. If I'm wrong, I will go back on it. But, like, I don't think he's going to be,
you think as, he does
as
this
sweet, hot shit?
As sweet and loyal to Marissa as he wants. He's, some other girl's going to come in that he thinks is hotter, and when it's his time to pick, we'll see.
You think he has good guy moves? Just like, always the good guy.
I definitely see that, what you're saying, like, especially with this whole Marissa thing and them talking about not wanting to kiss each other. I can see him thinking like, all right, well, she's good for now, but the second,
she has the roses, and she has the rose,
and also he has the roses. That's the thing. All these guys are in power positions. That's why that conversation with Serena was so in Grocer Joe. Like, Serena's just like, when I saw Serena talking with Grocer Joe and they made out, I was like, oh, she's just like, oh, this is an easy target. I'll just hang on to him, and who gives a fuck? And he'll be gone next week.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's essentially like the strategy of the show, is stay on as long as possible until you meet somebody you actually like.
Yeah. And so if they know someone they like is coming, they'll like fake it with other people until that person is. I will
survival,
say,
baby.
I think the way that Trey kissed Tejuan was very smooth. I was like, that was very, because she was like, I just like a guy that really like knows what he wants, takes what he wants, goes for it. And then he kissed her. And I was like, okay, that was hot.
I mean, so, no words, nothing. Just like leaned in. I was like, okay.
No, there was one afterwards. Yeah, that was the funniest part. He kisses her and he,
I don't like kiss moaning. I don't.
Ends
like
it with an like, yeah, just I had, just like, it was like, and then just she was like, good dessert.
And she was like, yeah, it was a good kiss. Better than his uncle.
Tears down the uncle.
I mean, I need a poll. I need to know, like,
and also I'm like, okay, this must be like a big family thing. Like, we're talking a neighbor who was really close to the family, and we all called him Uncle Steve. But then he was like, I mean, that is my mother's brother. So, and I'm like, okay, so it is a direct uncle. There's like no odd relation here.
They will see each other at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Like your cousins that you hang out with, that's their dad.
Yeah.
So,
but congrats. Whatever. I did think, listen, I like Bachelor in Paradise a lot more than Bachelorette. Demi coming at the end, beautiful work. I mean,
I can't stand her so much.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's just such an act. Like, it's such, like, I don't know. She hits me in a way that I'm like, I don't know why. You know, Grocer Joe hits me in a different way. This is just the opposite end of the spectrum, where like she knows what she's doing so much that it's like I can't. She sways when she talks. Like, she's the whole thing. It's just,
I'm surprised she's back. I feel like Demi is just a little tired. Like, it's just like a little worn out at this point. Like, we've seen her in multiple Paradises. We've seen, like, she's been on since Colton season. Like, what?
I also feel like the realest we saw Demi was when she was like upset and didn't know what to do because she was like in love with a girl back at home. And so I feel like once we saw kind of like a peek behind what seems like a curtain of like, I feel like she's not really the person that she portrays like last night.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not like all the time.
And then when she said to David Spade, like, oh, you're looking good too. I was like, Demi, get in with David Spade. That was like, Demi's like, I know how rich this man is.
Well, nobody's that all the time. And I like, that's the thing. She's like looking to get with David. She's looking to make everyone entertained by her, you know, like, and again, like back to the subject of like, everyone thinks they're the star of the show. She came on being like, this is my big entrance. And she got the entrance she wanted.
Like, yeah.
It's,
but
it's
she also true. Probably like, yeah, I mean, when they asked her to be on it, they knew what the vibe was going to be.
Oh, totally. They want someone like that on the show. A shit stir.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Should we get into weekly categories?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Would you rather, Chris, do you want to go first?
Yeah. I said have lunch with Victoria when she returned from filming The Bachelor, or lunch with Victoria when she returned from filming Paradise. Like, you have to grab Panera with a friend that you don't actually like, but you went to high school together.
I would say after The Bachelor, just because I would have so many questions. I need to know, like, immediately what she was thinking, what was going on. Paradise, I feel like she said too much time.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Yeah, after The Bachelor, because it wouldn't have aired yet. So you get, she gets back from The Bachelor, it hasn't aired yet. You get her side of the story, then you see the edit. It's actually entertaining.
Yeah, fair.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so mine's like about Bachelor, but whatever. No AC for a year or no sex for a year?
No sex for a year.
No sex for a year.
I've gone years without sex.
Yeah.
Recently. I can do that. No AC for a year, I'm miserable and not having sex. If I don't have AC, I'm not having sex.
You know what's great? Masturbating in a freezing cold room.
Amen. Nothing's better.
Why did I see that in my head?
Kay's gonna say, obviously,
8:30 a.m.
She didn't say, okay, for the people at home, she didn't see it over Zoom. I'm not Jeffrey Toobin.
I'm definitely saying no AC for a year.
Wow,
you're crazy.
Yeah,
if I
Kay opens the windows at the beachside resort.
I have a convertible. We only turn the AC on if you're like dying.
I can do a car
degrees.
With no AC if it's a convertible, because the wind and stuff, it's okay.
It still gets hot if you're like sitting and you're like it's beating down, but it's better.
Jared, what's your
a week with Grocery Joe after his breakup, or a week with Demi before going on Bachelor in Paradise?
Oh. I feel like Joe after his breakup, because I feel like he would just be like sad. We could just watch TV. He'd make pasta.
Yeah.
Not a lot of
vulnerable,
conversation would have
vulnerable.
To happen.
We'd probably make out. I don't know.
I just think he would never shut up about it.
Yeah, he'd probably talk about it a lot. The saddest part is when he was like crying at one point, and then he did the whole like, like to
yeah.
try to make himself laugh. Like he made like,
I felt like he was like doing I thought it was because you know when you know if you say anything you're gonna start crying, mm-hmm. like if that's what I thought. I thought he was just trying to not cry.
Yeah, I think he was trying to make himself
like he's
get
like,
out of the whole like sad thing. He's like, if I make silly noises, I'll stop.
Yeah, that was. I think when Kendall comes to the beach, it'll
be
interesting.
Is she coming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they show a clip of her and him arguing on the beach, and she's mm-hmm. like, "What are you doing here?" And he's like, "What are you doing here?"
And he talks about in one of the like promos, he was like, "I think I'm ready." He's like, "I think we've had enough time. I feel like I'm in a good place. Like, I think we're mature enough to both move on."
He said that on this episode.
Yeah, yeah, that
he's
was
like,
it.
It's been soon enough. Yeah. Who do we think is going all the way? Which couples? Any couples?
I said Trey and Tajwan, but I actually am going to change that to Aaron and Tammy. I'm changing mine to Aaron and Tammy.
Yeah, I said Joe and Serena, but I'm going to change mine to Aaron and Tammy, too.
That I feel like that's a vibe.
I was with you, your original 1K. I thought
the uncle.
The idea that you can get over the uncle that quickly, that means you got some lasting
true.
Power.
But that also might mean that Trey and Tajwan live in the same area.
Which means they could date.
Which means they could date. I'm wondering, I feel like there's going to be a point if they're really into each other where they're both like, let's just get the fuck out of here. Like, let's go where there's air conditioning.
Yeah.
Like, let's go home and
we don't
stay
gotta
together.
Live like this.
Yeah.
We didn't have to do this in the first place.
Cringiest moment.
Oh, for me, the cringiest moment was David Spade opening that champagne bottle. Man, it just lasted for so long. Like that champagne bottle had more airtime than Serena S, who's apparently on the show.
Serena C.
C?
Yeah.
Who?
It's Serena
P,
Chu.
Exactly. Like
there's Serena P and Serena C.
Oh, I didn't even know Serena C was on.
Correct. She
and
is
Jesenia
there.
Also had no time.
No entrance. Jesenia, but more than Serena C. Like she was just shown in like a half a second clip and you're like, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I said Joe's kiss because it was so
cringe,
sad.
Right? It was sad.
Like I felt like Serena was going to be like, oh, your teardrops are hitting me in the face. Maybe I should be on top.
Cringiest moment was Serena P reacting to Joe being 35.
Oh my God. I mean, bitch, I'm going to show up on your 35th birthday and be like, how's it feel? Like
knock,
it's coming
knock.
For
yeah.
you, bitch.
35, bitch.
Yeah, you didn't think this day would come. Yeah, I was like, Serena, she has this guy's girl kind of thing going on. And it very much hit me when she was talking to him and she's like, you're 35? Like, oh my God, you're 12 years older? And I just like, I could just feel the, you know, the fists of all the 30-year-old women's hands getting clenched at home.
Oh yeah, I was pissed.
Oh, I mean, it was above and beyond. She couldn't stop.
She lost fans, I think, probably. Although I think she was trying to be like funny and just flirty and like
totally.
But you're 35, da da da. Like
she that's why she didn't even realize the fans she was losing. She's a sniper. She was there to kill that dude, and on her way to it, it didn't matter what relationships she would ruin, and she ruined some.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 32, and I look 23. So fuck
you look
you,
amazing,
Serena.
I'm 31 and I feel 67. So, Jared, do you have a minute?
I'm going to turn it over to Kay. There was another Kay's weekend.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Kay had another.
So, I said on last episode that you were like, do you have any other plans coming up? And my plan was just to have dinner with Tammy. Tammy said she was coming in town. We're like, cool. Let's like get dinner together. And then.
Hold on. Was Tammy a weightlifter? Wasn't that her thing?
She was a fighter, I think, right?
Yeah, something like that. And I don't even remember.
She's from Syracuse, which is like not far from.
Apparently,
where
you
I
just
grew.
Don't know your friends. I'm like, I have no idea what she does. So, no, she's in real estate and that kind of stuff. I know for sure. But
so what was the plan for dinner?
We were gonna go to Elefante. I had a reservation for us, very like sceney LA place. And then on Instagram, saw that Connor was in town, and so I was like, "Oh my God, you're in LA!" And he was like, "Let's get together." And I was like, "Well, I'm going to dinner with Tammy." I was like, "You can come with us." And he said he already had plans. So Connor and I went to Happy Hour. And he's super cool, nicest guy. I've never met him before. And then he had never been to LA.
Did he bring a guitar?
Like, no.
But and is Connor in LA for meetings? Like, what is he there for?
So
what's math teacher Connor doing in LA?
It turns out that they were all in LA. It was like Connor, Mike Johnson, Tammy, Natasha, Jesenia, Trey, and Victoria were all in town for the Ultimate Surfer like premiere. So like ABC flew them all out. They're all staying at the same hotel.
Got it.
I had no idea when Tammy said she was coming in town that that's what it was for and that they'd all be in like the same hallway.
Mm.
And so I was like, oh yeah, then I guess we can all hang out. So I took Connor to Santa Monica and he had never been to Santa Monica.
I love
how Kay's
like,
about Santa Monica.
I guess we can all like see each other at dinner. Connor, do you want to just come with me to the beach for the day first?
Well,
I've been talking about a crush
on
you for months now.
And I know.
If Connor like, and I ever meet, I'm going to be like, listen, we know what this is. I know what this is. If you want to punch me in the face, I totally get it. And I'll accept it.
And so we ended up going out that night after I met everybody at the hotel. Tammy and I went to dinner, but met everybody after. And we all went out and everybody was like, so nice. My first time meeting Mike Johnson in person. And
I don't mean to make this about me, but did I get mentioned? He messaged me.
He might have. Maybe.
Kay, were you talking shit about us?
Okay.
No.
because I got a message. He came on You Up podcast a while back, and I had posted and tagged him like I would do with any guest that we have.
Yeah.
And this was like a year ago, like months ago. And I get a message from him and going, just seeing this. Sorry. I was like, how are you just seeing it now? And this was after Kay's weekend. So I was like, oh.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a
Mike's
sudden.
Mike's the biggest fuck boy of all.
Hey, just sorry. Seeing just seeing this.
No, but that was my first time meeting him. And he is like literally the hottest guy I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
so tall, so nice. I'm like, I don't know what's going on with your life right now, and I'm not going to ask, and you probably wouldn't tell me the truth anyways because I'm low-key considered media, but...
Did he call you his queen? Because he's known for that. He loves... Oh. Remember, he's...
So I guess I wasn't called a queen, so I
guess
he's
like only in bed. I'm kidding, but guys. Do not DM me asking who Kay hooked up with, because
I did not hook up with
you.
Anybody. It was truly just friendly, and everybody was super cool.
So, but was there anyone that was not cool? Anyone?
Victoria.
Oh, so she was there.
She was there, and that's when in the hallway I was standing there, and she was like, "Where are you guys going?" And she was like, "I don't know you." I'm like, "Okay."
Did
well.
She come to dinner?
No. It was just no. Tammy and I at dinner.
Okay. Oh.
And she didn't even come out afterwards to
wait,
the
where,
bar.
Yeah. Oh, it was a bar. Because I was like, I saw the pictures are from the
Yeah, bar. We met up at a bar after Tammy and I got out of dinner with everybody else. Because they had a per diem and they were like, well, we're drinking at the fucking hotel.
There it is.
That's pretty
dope. That's where the money was. So, but everybody was really cool. Natasha is like dope.
Yeah, she seems to
obsessed
be.
With Natasha. Jasenia is literally half my size. I'm an ogre.
Oh my God, imagine. She must be like 11 of me.
Oh, she's small. But yeah, that was my weekend. It was not supposed to be like that, but it was, and it was fun. I'm pissed that I wasn't invited to that Ultimate Surfer thing.
I wouldn't be.
I mean,
hello.
I would have liked the hotel per diem.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I'm like, I would have been more pissed about that than having to go to the Ultimate Surfer premiere.
I get this, like, basket from Bachelor in Paradise that I don't get the invite to the Ultimate Surfer premiere and I can just, like, go there. It's 5 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
Hello?
All right. Well, guys, who gets the rose?
Who won the week?
For me... Lil Jon, his voiceovers at the beginning, at the end, were sending
oh my God,
me to another dimension.
I said Wells because I feel like he did great this week.
Yeah.
As expected.
Yeah.
I thought I had Natasha just popped off the screen. Just
that's fair. I also, I don't disagree with any of them.
Very little time on screen, but just was like, whoa, shit, she's cool, seems fun.
And even you can tell it's like working because everybody wants Brendan and Natasha's just like, whatever, living her best life. And he's like, I want Natasha.
Yeah.
See? Okay, so I need to take notes from Natasha on being chill because I'm not. Good to know. All right, well, next week, 2 days next week, Monday and Tuesday. So our episode will be out Wednesday afternoon per usual. Well, you get it. You know what I'm saying, right? Okay. Make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. Subscribe to our newsletter, The Bachelor Breakdown, at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. If you're listening to the episode, Jared says this all the time, but make sure you're sharing it on your Insta story.
Yeah.
I feel like that's super important and we love seeing it. We'll repost you. And you can follow me at K York City.
And me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm at Jared Free.
All right, we will see you guys next week.
Betches.